Phil Rose.
Yeah!
he got up. God raised him up. I'm so glad he got up.
Yeah.
Every Let's Do a Radio Worldwide listener is welcome to this fifth Sunday, Resurrection Service Day, March the 31st. Some call it Easter. Some call it Resurrection Day. Some say he has risen. And we saying it all on Let's Do a Radio with Miss Inez, and I'm speaking on, and he still rose, and with some songs about the risen Christ. With all Christ endured during these past few days, going to the cross and on the cross, he still rose, and he paid it all for all of us. You most certainly will be blessed today, prayerfully. You know, when I get done, we hopefully you'll be blessed. So call in, Skype in, tune in, or join in on air at 845-241-9985, 845-241-9985, or join us in the chat room if you don't want to be live at the same www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio and become part of the Let's Do It Radio congregation. And if you want to keep me on the air so you can hear more of these Sunday night shows, and shows during the week, you can cash at me at $ANAISEVALCOUR or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or if you know my cell and tell, you can hit me up through Zelle. So thank you. So greetings to each and every one of you for joining us today where you are out there in the worldwide listening audience. Thank you. For some of you, Resurrection Day has passed. Some of you are still coming up, but for those who are here in the presence, we are here and accounted for. We will have invocational prayer by Mother Perry and scripture by Reverend Ron Marshall, and then we're going to go into our worship service, I guess you can say. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Father, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thanking you, Lord God, for this day. Realizing, Father, this is the day that you have made. And, God, we're going to rejoice in your day, Lord God. And, God, we thank you, Lord God, for getting up in our lives one day, Lord God. We praise you and we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you for your joy, Lord God. We thank you for your peace, Lord God.
Yes.
And you told us, Lord, in your word to acknowledge you in all our ways and you'll direct our path. Lord, we need you in times like these, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord, to use your vessel on tonight, God, and send your word, Lord God. Ready your ways, God. Send your word, God, that will save somebody. Send your word that will stir your people, Lord, and be a change in their life.
Yes.
We praise you and we thank you, Lord God.
Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And our scripture for tonight, the book of Joel, the second chapter, we'll begin at the 28th verse, and then we'll go as the Lord shall lead us. That is, again, our scripture for tonight from the book of Joel, the second chapter. We'll begin at the 28th verse, and we'll go as the Lord shall lead us. And reads as such, and it shall come to pass afterward, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams.
Yeah.
Your young men shall see visions.
Yeah.
And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. May God add a blessing to the readers, to all of the hearers of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed forever.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mother Perry and Reverend Ron. Okay, so this is going to be a different evening, you all. And, you know, you think Jesus just hung on the cross and didn't say anything. You know the song says, he never said a mumbling word. Well, that's a lie. He said something. He said seven last sayings. So you know he said something while he was on the cross. He didn't just hang there. He said a few things. So we're going to talk about a few things that he said. And this is what he really said. It may have been underneath his breath, and he cried out at one time, but these are the words that he said. It's like the last seven sayings that Jesus said. And, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He decided to die. Amen, 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 amen. Okay, amen. Yes.
What did he do? Just listen to this. Here he was, the Son of God. Hallelujah. And although he was standing there being tempted by those around him, because one of the thieves looked over at him and said, look here, if you Jesus, the Son of God, why don't you get out off this cross and save yourself and save me along with you?
Yeah.
And the other thief looked over at him and said, well, I don't really know whether you are or not. But I tell you what, in case you are, when you come in your kingdom, remember me. And then Jesus didn't have to die. If he had wanted to, he could have called 10,000 angels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To come stand by his side. But he looked at him and told him this. He said, you're not taking my life. And I'm going to lay it down for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wouldn't come down. He wouldn't come down. He would not.
Nope.
He would not come down.
want you to put your hands together.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That was the first thing he said when they said he never said a mumbling word. He said something, but you know what? And he still rose. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And Jesus said, this is what he said now. He said he said some mumbling words now, I'm trying to tell you, but he still rose. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the next thing he said was, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Because heaven is real. And this is taken from Luke 23:43. And again, still in the same vein, there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right-hand side and one on the left. And they said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And you know what happened? They parted his raiment, and people stood beholding, and the rulers also with him derided him, saying, he saved others. Let him save himself, if he be in Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And the superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the others answering rebuked him, saying, dost thou fear God, seeing thou art the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. He didn't do anything, but he died for us. A man who didn't do anything, but we did everything, died for us so that we could have eternal life. And Jesus said, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into the kingdom. He didn't know this man, but he said, remember me. And this is what Jesus said. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. He was hung up for my hang-ups. Amen. He was hung up for my hang-ups. Not for somebody else's hang-ups, but for my hang-ups.
Oh,
even though he was hung up for my hang-ups. Amen. He was hung up for my hang-ups, for your hang-ups, for everybody's hang-ups. This man, this single man, was put on the cross and hung up for my hang-ups. And the third thing he said, and he still rose, woman, behold thy son. John 19:26, and I'm reading a few. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, write not the King of Jews, but that he said, I am the King of Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, 1, 2, 3, 4, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. So he was up there naked, basically. He just covered his private parts. That was it. They just stripped him clean. But he was hung up from my hang-ups. Okay, he didn't have to be there, but he's there. And he still rose. Now, the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said, therefore, among themselves, let us not rend it, but let's cast lots for it, whose it shall be. But the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. So the scripture is still being fulfilled, and, you know, he still rose, but he was still hung up for my hang-ups, for everything I had done. He stood there on the cross. Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his sister, mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, this is the third thing he said. I don't know if they could hear him. It could have been under his breath. But, and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, behold my mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his home. And the VMWA Youth Choir is going to sing John 3:16. And you already know what that is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. On the cross. Yes, he did. But Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Mark 15:34. Okay, that's his father, correct? That's the man who takes care of him. And with him, they crucified two thieves, one on the right hand and one on the left-hand side. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, ah, thou that destroyest the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross. Likewise, also the chief priests mocking said among themselves, you know, they're not up there in pain and agony and in misery, so they can talk and say all these things. With the scribes, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And Jesus didn't say this in a mumbling voice. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice so everybody could hear him saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, your son, your only begotten, your home biscuit, your homeboy, you know, your ace, boom, boom. And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, behold, he calleth Elias. Amen. Amen. Come on, Vanessa Bell, sing this song for us. Amen. After all that, the ninth hour, he cried in a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He didn't say it in his library voice. He didn't say it in his before he goes to bed trying to pray voice. He wanted the world to know, why hast thou forsaken me, thy son, which I've been here 33 years on this earth, serving humanity, but I still rose, and yet I rise, as Maya Angelou would say, and yet I rise. And so the fifth thing that happened, that saying that he says, I thirst, taken from John 19:28. You know, when you're at home and you get thirsty, you can always go to the faucet, get you a glass of water, a cup of water, go to the water fountain. But Jesus is on the cross. He don't have a whole bunch of people rooting for him. He maybe have 5, 6 handful, some disciples, a couple of Marys, you know, the Hail Marys or whatever. But his Father's forsaken him. He hasn't turned his back, but forsaken him. But he's thirsty. He wants to have something to drink. So what they did is, after hanging on that cross and giving him some vinegar in his mouth, it's like putting lemons to your mouth and you don't have nothing to you know, no lip balm, nothing to cut the crusties off your lips. He didn't have nothing. They gave him some vinegar. And Jesus said, knowing that all these things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Bro was hungry. Bro was thirsty, I should say. He wanted something. You know, he was so far up the cross, they couldn't just give him some water, so they gave him some vinegar with hyssop, a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled the sponge with vinegar and put it upon some hyssop and put it to his mouth. They retched it up there, as some people say. They reached it up there and kind of grazed his lips, so at least have some vinegar, something to moisten his lips with. Just when Jesus, before he had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. He gave up the ghost. Amen. Calvary.
Yeah.
He still got up off the cross. He still died for you and I, but he still rose. He had one more thing he wanted to say. It's the seven sayings of Jesus Christ, and he rose. There's one more thing he wanted to say, and he didn't keep it to himself. He had the last little muster up in him. Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. Luke 23:46. And it was the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened. So this is during the day, and the sun darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent into the midst. And Jesus said, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, not a small voice, not a weak voice, a loud voice, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Amen, amen, and amen. But one thing is no greater love than this man giving up his life, but he still rose. And on the third day, he rose. So, let's hear what happened. No greater love than this.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, and the son gave his life for me.
Yes, and he still rose
when he died. Than a man laid down his life for a friend. There's no greater love, no greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend.
Amen. That is love. And after all that happened to him, he still rose. After carrying his own cross, the crown of his thorns were placed on his head, and he was spat upon, pierced in his side, nails pounded in his hands and his feet. Jesus asked his Father, "Why me?" After he was placed not in a new tomb, but in a borrowed tomb, and stayed there not one day, not 2 days, but 3 days. If we stayed anywhere 3 days and not bathed, we'd be funky. But, you know, they took care of him. They had all the herbs and everything placed on him, so he was all nice and aromatic, as they want to say. And he stayed there in that borrowed tomb for 3 days. But on that third day, that victorious day, that day when the angel swooped down from the balcony of heaven and rolled that heavy stone away, he got up. He paid that debt for you and for me. And with his life, he laid down the credit card of life. And on that earthly cash register, which we call the cross, he paid that debt. He wiped it clean. And all to him I owe. We have a zero balance. On the tab there was sin that was zeroed out, shame that was zeroed out, pain that was zeroed out, mistakes that was zeroed out, rejection and loneliness, slavery to sin, spiritual death, amount due, zero. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. All to him I owe. All to him I owe. Everything, 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 everything. We don't. If we had to be up there on the cross like two other sinners on there, I don't think we could have handled it. We could not have handled it. We would have been crying and weeping and gnashing our teeth just like we were in Hades or something. But he paid it all. But yet he still rose for us. He got up. Was all power, in his hand. He got up, up, up. As I played the song earlier, he got up. He paid it all. All to him I owe. We don't owe a thing, not a single penny. Nothing. Do you hear me? We owe nothing. He took his credit card and put out. He tapped it. He tapped that cash register and zeroed out everything that we even thought we owed. We don't owe a single penny. He got up with all power in his hands. And we want to thank God for doing that, because he didn't have to do it. And I'm so glad he did. There's a song called Jesus Paid It All. And he didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad he did. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I will love you.
He didn't have to do it.
No, he did.
How we thank you for your love, God.
He didn't.
Grace another day, and we honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
He didn't have to do it.
Try to give the ministers a rest, but they seem to have joined us joined me anyway, and I appreciate that. So I just wanted to play some Easter music, some resurrection music. So I don't know if anybody wants to say anything. If so, your mics are open. I see the Bennetts are with us, and I think Pastor Don is with us. So if y'all want to say anything, you can.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me? May I check?
Amen. Can hear you.
Not all right. I'm here.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for joining us this evening on this Resurrection Day.
Yes, can you hear me?
To the Bennett. Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely here. I'm
okay.
My meeting was back there this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
I was running around with my kids, and I got dinner. I'm moving, but I am here.
Amen, amen, amen. So I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. And you have any announcements you want to announce?
Yeah, it's Easter Sunday, and this is a great day to call your loved ones, tell them you love them, because you don't know who you get a second chance, make a first impression. And on that note, that's pretty much
mm-hmm.
about it. I'm in the building. Get out of there. Get out of there. You. I'm on radio. Get out of there. Get, no. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get out of here.
To the Bennetts, would you like to say anything? You have any announcements?
Yes, ma'am. We thank and we praise God for Resurrection Sunday. Sister Inez, you did
Amen.
A wonderful, wonderful job. I know you had it in you. I just wanna thank God for this Resurrection
Amen.
Sunday. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I just try to give you all a little break, a little reprieve. We have, the third weekend you usually have your feeding of the souls and handing out of the every items. But, you know, when we get closer to that, we'll talk about that. But I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for joining us today. I know Pastor Don is out there with his kids. Let me see if he's back. Okay. And I want to wish anybody who had a birthday in March, happy birthday. And coming up April, lots of birthdays coming up. Oh, my goodness. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day, so don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody fool you. And it's been, 24 years since the passing of my sister. So, she did not make it to, she made it to 47, and so she passed away. But tomorrow's the anniversary of her passing. And just keep everybody who's gone to heaven in prayers so we may meet them one day up in heaven as well, and that we could see each other again. And anybody else have any announcements who's out there listening? Of course, Tuesday and Thursday is, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. Wednesday is Bible study. So I don't know who's going to be conducting Bible study for the month of April, but we will talk about that as well. And the next first Sunday is Communion Sunday with Pastor Betty Bennett. If anybody decides to designate on the first Sunday, everybody's welcome. And again, keep on supporting Reverend Ronnie Marshall by purchasing and listening to his music through all music media, YouTube, Apple Tunes, iTunes, SpyTunes, MyTunes, anything that has to do with music. You can go and listen to his music under Ron Marshall and bring up his name and support him. And again, the Eagle Saints Outreach Ministry International, they have their morning ministry at 3 a.m. Pacific, 4 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Central, and 6 a.m. Eastern. They study the Bible throughout the year, or I should say every morning, at 6 o'clock a.m. my time, Eastern time. So if you'd like to join them, that conference line is 605-472-5587. Again, that number is 605-472-5587, and the PIN is 931-403-POUND. That's 931-403-POUND. And to keep Listed Radio on the air, you can donate to Cash App $ANASCVALCOUR or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ. Or if you know my cell or my tell, you can hit me up to Zelle. So thank you again, the worldwide listening audience, for joining in and listening today. And if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, you can send me an email at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And we can be discussing the topic that you may have on hand. And we can share, because we're going to talk about it. And this coming week, we got a lot of things to talk about. So please join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays, as Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And I've been your hostess for the evening. And I thank you to every one of you again for joining us. And the thought of the week is, change is the key ingredient in the recipe of life. Change is the key ingredient in the recipe of life. So we will have, do you mind praying us out, Apostle Chris?
Yes, ma'am. We thank you. We praise God for another day, seeing another Resurrection Sunday. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this privilege and this opportunity to be able to witness another day that you got up. Not only did you get up for me, but God, you got up for everyone, the sinners, everyone that was doing their own thing. God, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name.
Thank you.
Now, God, as we go our separate ways, we ask that you would go with us. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, the rest root and abide, henceforth, now and forever. And all of God's people say it. Amen.
Amen and amen again. We'll play Reverend Ron's song, The Power of the Resurrection. And before I do, I want you to love each other, love on each other. And if anybody has not told you today that they love you, I love you, and Jesus loves you as well. So call a friend. Just hearing your voice may be the voice that saves them. And so reach out to somebody who you may not have spoken to in a while or who's on your heart, because it may be the last time you speak to them, or you may be saving their lives. So I want to thank each and every one of you again for joining us today on this Resurrection Sunday as I play The Power of the Resurrection, sung by none other than Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And I may play some more Resurrection songs so y'all can either hang out with me or and just listen in the background. And if you all decide to hang up, that's fine too. I love each and every one of you again, and just continue to be with us throughout the week as Let's Do It Radio continues to support each and every one of you for supporting us. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
Life has given us so many turns, and there was no out. But thank God for the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It makes everything happen in life, all of the good success. Y'all listen to it.
Resurrection, sung by our own Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Amen. Amen.
Sunday morning he rose.
Yes.
I'm so glad that he rose. Yeah.
Thank you, Otto. Come on, let us hero. sit down, sit down.
Sit down.
You can't be having that much fun. Hero!
Yeah, he rose. He got up. He rose. Yes, he did. It wasn't a nail.
Come on, put your hand together. I want to take your mind back to a hill called Calvary, where Jesus died, paid the price for your sins and mine. Anybody here know he died for you?
Forever.
Come on, young people. One, two. One, two, three, four.
Come on, everybody.
Why did that snow?
Why did that snow? And the one you because he lives. Worth to live in just 'cause he lives. God sent his son. Oh, they call him Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
He came to love.
Yes.
Heal and forgive. By my pardon, an empty grave is that to prove he lived.
Because he lived,
oh, because he lived.
I can face tomorrow.
Oh, I can face tomorrow. Life's final war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light. Oh yeah, I'm so glad that the grave is not our final destiny. I heard it when Lazarus died. Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, you shall see your brother again. She says, I know I'll see him again in the resurrection. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. But whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Because he lives.
Each and every one of you all for joining us this evening on this Resurrection Sunday, March 31st, 2024. Please be safe. Love each other. Help somebody out. Be a blessing to someone. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time. God be with you. Godspeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Good night.